Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. My youngest daughter just graduated from high school. She will be continuing her studies at Michigan State University in the fall in the Charles Drew Science Scholars Program, taking a pre-medical curriculum. She plans to be either a surgeon or a physician's assistant. For her and others contemplating being a doctor, I have come to understand that the standard medical curriculum tends to omit or only touch lightly several subjects that could better improve patient health. As a layperson, let me share a few ideas with you. Medical professionals tend to get involved when people have health problems. Therefore, managing these problems tends to be the focus of medical school. But shouldn't more time be spent studying what keeps people healthy and promoting such habits? After all, the lists of the most frequent health problems show that they are overwhelmingly caused by people failing to take good care of themselves instead of being something beyond their control. Yes, doctors' questionnaires regularly ask about tobacco, alcohol, illegal drug, and medication and nutritional supplement information. Some of this is to help avoid dangerous prescription interactions. But it seems to me that, for a healthy lifestyle, physicians should really understand their patients' nutritional regimen, their sleeping patterns, and the level of and kinds of physical activity, all of which have a huge impact on health. In other words, address the patient's entire body, mind, and lifestyle. We all know unhealthy habits can be enormously difficult to change. It seems to me that too many physicians are basically passive caretakers of medical problems who only pay lip service to the idea of eating healthier, being more physically active, getting enough sleep, and avoiding harmful substances. If more doctors were to, instead, aggressively promote and support healthy lifestyles for their patients, that could be the easiest and most cost-effective way to reduce medical problems. To those preparing to enter healthcare professions, I urge you to take nutrition classes beyond what are taught in medical school and to take other courses to better understand how to be healthy. If you do, I am confident that you will then take better care of your patients. That's it for this time. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.